everyone. We're gathered around the fire with a stream on one side and a beautiful meadow on the other. I love the sound of a stream, with the water bubbling over the rocks. It's so peaceful, great for us anxious kids. With the meadow on the other side, you can really hear the birds singing and see the butterflies going from one flower to another. Plus, the squirrels are back begging for food. I could live here. It's awesome. We're going to start this meeting a little different than other days. The docs won't be here at first so that we can talk kid to kid. I think they went downstream to go fishing.
Are they okay?
How long are we going to be by ourselves?
Maybe they're mad at us.
Guys, they're good and we're good. Let's stay focused on what we need to talk about. We need to have an honest talk with ourselves and each other.
Honest talk? What about?
You know, us kids often say we want to do something when we really don't, and often say we will do something when we really won't. We like to play a game, and the game is called the Yes But game.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this. It's like when I say to my mom, "Yes, Mom, I'll do that, but really I know I won't." Or, "Yes, Dad, I'll go to bed. The fact is, I really don't plan to go to bed at all."
Exactly. And we hate when our parents play this game with us.
Yeah, like when they say, "Yes, honey, there's a good chance we could do that." But really, there's no chance they will ever do it. We hate when they play the yes but game with us. But we do it too.
Right. And you know what's worse than all that? The fact that we play the yes but game with ourselves. We tell ourselves that we want to change, but deep down inside, we really don't. We play the silly game with ourselves.
Yeah.
Now that I see it, it really feels like a stupid game to play because it only hurts ourselves.